The show is live and local. It's your local performance connection. And on today's program, we'll be having some live performers in the studio. They're called the Hot Iron String Band, and they have a weekly gig at the Clark Bar in downtown Champaign. Tomorrow night, they're going to be playing at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. So looking forward to that portion of our program. But first, I'll be talking with Kayla Prim, who is a cast member and assistant musical director for the production of the musical comedy Smoke on the Mountain, which opens tonight at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield and continues through Sunday and then next weekend, Friday through Sunday as well. We'll hear some music from the show and all about all the details you would need to know to go out and see it. It's live and local.
A church
upon the mountain
where the glory of the Lord shines forth like dawning in the east.
And there's a preacher.
Fire in my heart.
That was called Smoke on the Mountain, and that is also the name of a show that is being presented the next two weekends, this one and next, at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield, co-presentation of the Hoagland Center, Jack Robertson Lawn Care, and WFMB 104.5. And on the phone with me right now is one of the actors and also the assistant music director for the show, Kayla Prim. She plays the role of Vera, mother of the Sanders family singers. And she's with me on the phone right now. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
So I have heard of this show for, I guess, a number of years because people have done it, you know, various community theater groups do it, but somehow I've never managed to go out to see it. Why don't you just give us a rundown on what the show's about?
Well, it takes place in Mount Pleasant, North Carolina in 1938. Now, and for the folks that are old enough to remember, that's Mayberry territory.
Mayberry RFD?
All the Mayberries, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they talk about Siler City, and that's one of the things I remember hearing on the show. It's a little Baptist church, Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, and they are having their first ever Saturday night sing. They have brought in the Sanders family to do a just sort of a musical type service. So most of the music, all of the music, is old time gospel stuff, and it's got a kind of a bluegrass feel to it. There are only 8 actors on the stage. And there, what makes this different from most musical productions is there is no orchestra.
Oh, really?
All of the folks on the stage play their own instruments. And so we've got a stand-up bass, we've got piano, mandolin, harmonica, guitar, banjo, ukulele, and, well, you can call it either a fiddle or a violin, depending on which way you lean. We also got someone on spoons and cowbells and tambourine and washboard.
And which of those do you play?
I'm doing piano and mandolin and harmonica.
That's a pretty nice variety, both for the whole group and also for you, for that matter.
Yeah, the mandolin was a new thing for me. We didn't have anybody else that played mandolin, so I've borrowed one from a friend of mine and learned how to play it. So.
And how much time did you have to learn how to play it?
I've been working on it for a couple of months.
And how's it going?
It's for what I do. I'm doing fine with it. The mandolin that you hear on the Broadway recording is, I can't do that. I can't do all that fancy finger work. I can do a little bit of it, so I've simplified some of the stuff. But it seems to be working okay for us.
And how many of the other actors had to learn some of their instruments for the show?
Well, Sherry Forche, who plays my sister Cora Mae Butterbonnet, she played banjo, and we knew that, so that was the main reason we asked her. But the music also called for a ukulele in a couple places, so she borrowed a ukulele, and she's learned how to play that. Oh, and I forgot the other instrument is an accordion.
And I hope you had somebody who knew how to play that already.
Yes, Reverend Oglethorpe, which is played by Don Stevens, he's one of the few accordion players in the Springfield area, so he was a natural for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that's something you're just going to pick up.
No, it's not.
In a brief period of time.
It's not, and he does a fine job on that.
So it says here in the description that is on the Hoagland Center's website that refers to the more or less devout Sanders family.
Well, one of the things that you have to know about the Sanders family is that we have two gifts, not only the gift of music and song, but the gift of witnessing. And so everybody kind of gets their chance to do their witnessing and tell about events in their life and relate them back to their faith. Of course, when you do that, you have to admit to committing a few sins now and then.
And
as one of the kids says, my sins are many and easy to count. But they're a typical family. I wouldn't necessarily call them dysfunctional by any means. You know, you've got kids. They're going to do things, and hopefully you can correct them and keep them from going down the wrong path permanently.
So I'm guessing that some of the more hilarious stories have to do with some of those sins.
Some of it, yeah. Yeah, some of it does. And mine doesn't necessarily, because mine is more about I was chosen to do the children's devotional for that night. So I'm doing kind of sort of a children's sermon. And it talks about the main subject of that is June bugs, and how that relates to how we behave and how God would have us behave in our life, only on a children's level. But it is funny to adults, too, because, well, I won't tell you the whole thing, but the June bugs kind of cause some problems.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess you'd have to use your imagination until you get to the show.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's been a wonderful time. Some of us had worked together before. Some of us had not. The kids, being the good children that they are, and they were very well behaved and everything, and we kind of had to work on them to get them to act like normal brothers and sisters and pick on each other and push each other's buttons.
So who are, since there's only eight in the cast, who are the kids who are involved?
Okay, the children, June. And she's easy to tell because she signs. She doesn't sing. She signs. And that is played by Tara Cowan, and she truly does sign. She does a lot of that work here in Central Illinois for some of the theater productions and different things. So you're getting a real person doing that. The other two are Kelsey Frost. She plays Denise. She's one of the twins. And Bobby Herpel plays Dennis. He's the other twin. He's the boy.
And I imagine they do a fair amount of picking on each other.
Yeah, we've gotten them to do that because, the ironic thing about it was we told them that they needed to pick on each other so that we could turn around and tell them to stop picking on each other.
And they found that difficult.
Well, they're getting into it. They're getting into it. They're figuring out how to do it.
So, as in any evening of devotional singing, there's going to be some hymns and listening through the list of songs here, I definitely recognized some of these. Brought back some waves of nostalgia, even though I'm not sure many of these were actually sung in the church where I grew up, but certainly in my grandparents' church, and these were the sort of songs that my grandfather would have on records that he would play a lot of the times. And there's one of these here is sung all unaccompanied, called Whispering Hope.
Yes, it is. And it's a very beautiful arrangement of it. It's not the traditional arrangement that you hear, but it is. I think the audience is really going to like it.
Well, let's give a listen, and this will be our second musical teaser for the show. It's Smoke on the Mountain, being put on at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield. It opens tonight, runs through the 4th of September, and we'll actually give you the rundown of the times in a little bit and one of the special events going on that last day. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Voice, it's aching my heart in its sorrow.
Many of you will have recognized that song. It's called Whispering Hope. And it's an arrangement as done in the musical Smoke on the Mountain, which is happening in Springfield this weekend and next at Hoagland Center for the Arts. And on the phone with me right now is one of the actors in that show. She plays the mother of the Sanders family singers. Is this an actual family? Or are they fictional entirely?
Yeah, they are fictional as far as the play goes, but they are representative of families that would do this sort of thing in that time period.
Well, you know, I just went to a little bit of the Bluegrass Festival at Rockholm Gardens last weekend, and I think they had at least three, if not four, family bands on the program there. So I guess it's been, that sort of thing's been common for a long time.
Yeah, yes it has. And one of the things that with the Sanders family is they do this. Now, we don't know for sure, but I'm guessing they probably didn't get paid for it. Or they may have gotten paid with a dozen eggs or something like that. They actually own a filling station. That's their main livelihood. So they, and of course, having to use the correct dialogue, it's not a filling station, it's a fill-in station.
Fill-in station, that's right. Yeah. And you all are doing an uplifting evening of singing and witnessing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the other thing that the audience may need to be aware of is that because we are in a church, we have to have a congregation. And so the audience becomes the congregation.
Meaning they get to participate.
They get to participate. There's a couple of songs that we're more than happy to have them sing along with, Bringing in the Sheaves and I'll Fly Away, all well known to probably mostly the older generation, but we're very happy to have the audience sing along. And another thing that you typically don't see in too many of the churches today is whenever somebody says something that you like, you may hear some amens and praise the Lord's coming out of the audience, and we're happy to hear that too.
So do you coach the audience in advance that they're welcome to do this sort of thing?
Well, no, but there a lot of our, you know, for people that are in the cast, our friends are coming, and we've kind of let them know that, hey, feel free to speak up and make a joyful noise.
So you have plants in the audience, so to speak.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned that on the final performance day, there's a special event that precedes that performance. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, there's going to be a church social dinner in the club room at 12:30 that day. Now, you have to buy a separate ticket for that, and the seating is limited there. So you want to get your call in ahead of time and get your seat reserved. They are going to be, it's going to be a buffet, and it will be provided by the Hoagland Center. I've seen the menu, and it just looks wonderful.
There was a joke amongst me and some of my friends many years ago that I referred to creamed corn as kind of a common thing at the church socials we used to have. Is there any creamed corn on the list?
I didn't see that, but I did see coleslaw and potato salad.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely necessary.
Yeah. It's one of the things that happens when theater shows that and a lot of the audiences don't realize is that you become... You have 6 weeks or 8 weeks or however long you're rehearsing the show to become a family in this case. And that does happen. It does happen, and it happens very quickly because what normally might take years to happen, we do in 6 weeks. And so you've got all of us kind of learning about each other, and as the rehearsals progress, you can bring those relationships onto the stage. So, as I mentioned before, with the kids picking on each other, or if one of the children admits to having done something they should have, you'll see the mother and father reacting to that as if they were our own children. And in fact, the kids have taken to calling me Mom.
So there's some acting involved, but also some of it hopefully has grown naturally out of getting to know each other.
Yes. One of the things we're trying not to do is to do caricatures of the roles. We want them to actually be real people. We don't want them to seem like country hicks or buffoons or anything like that. We want the audience to identify with the feelings that these folks are are giving and their witnessing and that sort of thing.
Well, it's a show where the New York Post called it foot-stomping soul food, which sounds like a reasonable characterization from what you've just told me.
Yes. Yeah, it is. And we have had so much fun with the music. We try not to just perform it. We try to actually feel it and to get that feeling across to our congregation so that they are swept up with the music also.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. It's Smoke on the Mountain at the Hoagland Center for the Arts. It's opens tonight, runs Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock, and then Sunday's matinee is at 2 o'clock, and then next weekend as well, Friday, Saturday at 8, and then the Sunday 2 o'clock matinee preceded at 12:30 by a church social luncheon, for which you do have to have a separate reservation. You can make your reservation for tickets or the lunch at 217-523-2787, or if you forget that number, just go to the Hoagland Center website, and that's about Hoagland. It's hcfta.org. And Kayla Prim is assistant music director for the show and also plays Vera, mother of the Sanders family. Thanks for joining us on Live and Local.
Well, it has been my pleasure.
And we're going out with another tune from the show. This is called I'll Live a Million Years.
There is a place beyond the river of life where we shall live.
That was from the musical Smoke on the Mountain, which is opening tonight at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our programs today are made possible with support from Outback Concerts. Alison Krauss and Union Station will be performing a benefit for Crisis Nursery at the Virginia Theater on Wednesday, October 5th. Tickets are on sale now. More information about this benefit is available at thevirginia.org. And this does seem to be a bluegrass day here on Live and Local. Our next segment actually features a four-person band right here in our studio going to play for us live. They're called the Hot Iron String Band. And it's really half of another bluegrass band locally called the Corn Desert Ramblers. As they say here, half of Corn Desert Ramblers plus one equals the Hot Iron String Band. And so the one in this case is Chris Strand on the bass, and the half of the Corn Desert Ramblers are Dan Andre on the fiddle, Dustin Norder on mandolin, and Sam Payne is the guitarist. So, Sam, since you've been my contact here and you're kind of the leader of the band, I guess, how did this group end up breaking off from the Corn Desert Ramblers, or is that not even the right way to put it?
Well, Chris has filled in on several Rambler gigs, and we have all just jammed together from time to time, and so it sort of happened. Dustin actually made a contact with a woman at the Clark Bar, and we got a Tuesday night residency over there, and so we asked Chris to do it with us just to keep it a smaller ensemble and do some more variety with the repertoire. We do a little bit of jazz and some country and stuff that we don't do in the other band, but yeah, the Corn Desert Ramblers are still planning on doing what we've always done, and we'll be active.
So they're pretty much strictly bluegrass, is the Ramblers.
Yep, that's right.
And the Clark Bar, as you said, it's a weekly Tuesday gig. That's in downtown Champaign, 6:30 to 9:30 every Tuesday.
Yep.
Not a bad gig. I haven't been over there yet. I need to try to do that one of these days. I have been many times to the Iron Post in Urbana, and that's where the string band is playing tomorrow night at 9:30 with another wonderful band. I understand having a CD release party, Desafinado, a Brazilian band. And that's happening at 6 o'clock also at the Iron Post tomorrow. Well, before we do any further talking, why don't we hear a sample of at least one type of music that the string band plays? You want to give us an introduction to whatever this is going to be?
Yeah, this is an old standard tune called Wild Bill Jones, and Dustin Norder's going to sing it for you.
Yeehaw.
String Band live here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. So where would that fit in the list of musical types you guys cover?
I guess that's just a good old bluegrass tune, wouldn't you say, Dustin?
I would say so.
That would have been my guess, but you know, I have so many groups in here that cross so many boundaries that I sort of get a little confused. What do
sure.
you call that kind
well,
of?
Well, and some people would probably argue that we could never play any true bluegrass because we don't have a banjo in this group, but we do a lot of that repertoire. So,
yeah, well, you know, there's a band that you guys played with, oh, I don't know how long ago it's been now, within the last year, on campus of down from Chicago called the Hen House Prowlers.
Yeah.
And I guess you opened for them. And they had, when I first heard them, in fact, they played on this show, they had a fiddler. And then when they played your gig, they didn't have the fiddler anymore, and they had a mandolin player instead. And I think, Dan, shortly before I had to leave that evening, I was told anyway that you might be sitting in with him or standing in with him, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Did that eventually happen?
I did stand.
You did stand?
I did.
Yeah.
yeah, that did. Yeah, I played with him that night. And yeah.
I really
pretty frequently, actually.
Yes.
I think whenever he gets a chance.
Yeah.
You do?
I love playing with those guys. They're
well, because I really missed the sound of the fiddle.
Sure.
Yeah. In when they lost their fiddler. I mean, they lost their fiddler because I guess he and his wife had a baby and he mm-hmm. had other priorities all of a sudden. But I really, I mean, talking about needing a banjo for bluegrass, seems to me you need a fiddle for bluegrass, although there's plenty of
tunes. Hey, I agree.
Tunes.
I agree.
Plenty of bands that don't have them. Yeah, you're not going to
disagree. I think you really need a mandolin.
I'm sure. And I'll bet, Chris, you think you really need a bass for bluegrass.
It's pretty essential as far as locking down the time and just thumping away and letting everybody dance around and do their thing.
And Sam, how do you feel about the guitar and bluegrass?
You could probably get by without the guitar.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I don't. Is there? There's not much of any kind of music really that can't do with a bass. It seems like.
Yes and no, I suppose. If you got a good drummer, I mean. Or the mandolin's a pretty percussive instrument as well, and you can do a lot of what you do on the bass and a guitar if you play those bass root notes. And
hey, be careful, you might be out of a job.
I'm trying not to talk my way out of the band, but I actually enjoy playing the bass quite a bit. I just started since I moved to Champaign, and it's been a good instrument for me.
So that's been how long then?
I've been playing bass a little over 2 years.
Wow, and were you playing something before, or you just decided, I'm going to play the bass?
I was a mandolin player, or am a mandolin player, and guitar as well, so it's just another gun in the armada, I guess.
Do you ever do more than one at the same time?
I'll switch up on gigs once in a while, but for the most part here, I play bass in this project, in an old-time project called The Young and the Fretless, and then in The Curses, which is kind of a throwback band, kind of New Orleans jazz meets Hank Williams meets Tom Waits. It's kind of all over the place, but we have fun. We play around local, and it's a good time.
They've got a great sound, The Curses.
The Curses?
Yeah.
I've heard of The Young and the Fretless, but I don't think I've missed The Curses somehow.
Well, we play here around Champaign. We just finished recording an album out in Tolono at Matt Talbot's studio, Great Western Studios. And did it all on 2-inch tape, analog, and you can tell. It sounds great, and we're really proud of it. So we're just kind of gigging around. We play the street a lot, so you may see us out in front of the Pig or in front of Cowboy Monkey or in front of Esquire on a Wednesday night or a Friday night, just on the street playing music for fun. And
For those listening outside of Champaign and don't know what the Pig is, it's not an actual pig that happens to wander around downtown with the Curses. There's actually two pigs in Champaign, downtown Champaign now, the Blind Pig Bar and the Blind Pig Brewery. And other than that, I'm not sure what's the difference between the two.
Well, I guess one brews beer and the other just sells good beer.
Ooh.
Ouch. Well, it would have been a little more.
Good too, but.
Well, Blind Pig probably sells the Blind Pig Brewery's beer too, don't they?
They don't, actually.
Don't they really?
Yeah, that's the ironicness about it.
Do they both offer music sometimes?
When we're up playing outside, they do.
So in other words, they can't help that.
No, their patrons like it though, so.
If the listeners didn't know what the pig was, it would have been a little more awkward if you said, come down to Champaign, we're playing inside the pig.
I suppose that's true.
So at least you said outside. That's.
Well, I introduced, when I was, I recorded a promo that we air, you know, usually a day in advance of any of these shows. And the first sentiment that I started with was just the idea that there are so many bands, not only in Champaign-Urbana, but everywhere, really, that share so many players. And you guys have just given good testament to the fact that, I mean, here's one bass player who, and you named, what, three or four of them, I guess.
Yeah, I play with, four projects right now, and it's pretty much all the same people. We're all really receptive to each other and enjoy playing with each other and just like making music, and this is a good town for that. I'm happy to be a part of it.
And if you have a different twist to the musical offering, then you have to give it a new name, even if it were the same people, minus maybe nobody.
Sure, we like to form many bands and many names so we can get as many gigs in this small town as we can without
musically promiscuous.
And earn a full-time salary that way.
Sure, right? Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. The IRS is going to be on me soon. I think I'm over this month.
Yeah, you lost your shoes, I see,
it's true,
this whole matter here. It's a Hot Iron String Band here on Live and Local, playing for us live in their studio. So, as long as we're going to have you play, why don't you play us another tune?
Why don't we do a song that Chris wrote that we do sometimes called Roam This Earth.
Roam This Earth. It's pretty much just a, well, you get the gist of it. We'll just play it for you.
Okay.
Right there with me.
Modern String Band here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Given the topic of that song, seems an appropriate time to make this next announcement. In 2003, peaceful women took on warlords and the regime of dictator Charles Taylor, winning peace for their country, Liberia. Our next community cinema screening is called Pray the Devil Back to Hell. Tells the story of these freedom fighters. The free public screening is at the Champaign Public Library, Tuesday, September 6th, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. The film is closed captioned, and the discussion is translated by a sign language interpreter. And here on FM 90.9, we have support from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olive spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. So the Hot Iron String Band are Sam Payne on guitar, Dan Andrea on the fiddle, Dustin Norder on the mandolin, and Chris Strand on the bass. And Chris was singing that last tune and also wrote the last tune. And I'm always curious about the sort of the compositional process in this kind of music. So what did you actually write when you wrote that tune? What did you produce to present to the band?
That's a good question. I kind of just had the song and said, let's play it.
There wasn't really any process. I mean, what aspect of the song did you have? This is the basic tune.
Here's basic chord structure. Yeah, you know, just the basic chords. We're in this key. This is the feel. It's kind of minor dark, and we just kind of do it.
And the band goes from there.
Yep.
What made me think of that actually was about halfway through or so, all of a sudden Dustin broke out in this particular, I don't know what sort of gesture you'd call it on the mandolin, but it was sort of, it made me shiver slightly, actually.
Sorry about that.
No, that's perfectly fine. It seemed appropriate to whatever line in the song you had just sung. And I wondered, did Chris say, hey, Dustin, why don't you do that right there? Or did Dustin, you heard what he was singing, say, hey, I think I'll do that right there? Or didn't you really think about it?
It's an open interpretation, pretty much.
Yeah, I think it was just improv. Me and Dan were kind of having a back and forth filling back in between each verse and chorus, and just playing over the chords. And
I think sometimes that does have, in my experiences, sometimes you'll do that in improvisation, and maybe the guy who wrote the song will say, hey, I like that, keep doing that from now on, maybe.
So it becomes part of the song.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Definitely.
And that's, you usually do that with, that was originally with the Curses, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. I played the song with numerous, I also do this with Old Number 7, which is a honky-tonk old country band that me and Dustin play with at the Rose Bowl on Thursdays. Bob Watson's also in that project.
So I'm sure that, you know, the sound, or, you know, the song takes on a different attitude.
Definitely.
When you play, you know, and whether you tell, you know, anyone to do something or not, but just the timbres that go into it and the minds that go into it probably morph that song with every group.
So, Chris, I guess, as the songwriter, does that mean if you bring the song to the group and say, let's play this thing, do you then kind of have the first option to say that works and that doesn't?
I suppose I do, but I normally don't take that liberty. I mean, if something's not right, if they're a good musician, they'll know it. And I kind of just let people interpret what I write and make it their own. And usually it turns out great.
And do you each write for the band, or just certain ones of you do most of the writing?
This band hasn't done a whole lot of that yet. Mainly we've just been playing this Tuesday night, Tuesday evening gig, and so I think we'd like to get together and do some collaborative stuff and some rehearsing and whatnot. But at this point, very little of our material has been arranged. We've just kind of started out doing this, and we all play similar styles of music, so it's pretty easy to get together. It's similar to jazz and other genres like that, where you've got everybody's sort of got their role and there's a standard repertoire to draw from, so it's pretty easy for us to just play together without putting too much work into it. But I think we'd like to polish it up a little more and probably write some tunes and things like that.
Yeah, this configuration's only been together, what, a month, 2 months?
Yeah, a couple months.
So.
And you've already got yourselves time. A radio gig. That's pretty good.
Hey, well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, it's because I kept trying to get the Corn Desert Ramblers, and I guess schedules just don't
Yeah, it's easier to get four people together than six people together, I guess. But
sure.
Yeah, well, that definitely is true.
It'd be fun to come on with that group as well sometime.
Yeah. So what do you all do when you're not making music? I'm always curious to know what everybody's about otherwise.
I'm in school at the university.
I thought I had heard that at some point.
Yeah, I'm finishing up now. I'll be a Bachelor of Ethnomusicology in December.
Wow, that sounds impressive.
It sounds much more impressive than it actually is. But
I guess how impressive it turns out to be depends what you decide to do with it.
That's true. That's true. And probably nothing. I'll graduate and be thankful to graduate. It's been a good road.
And at some point, you'll buy some shoes.
Yeah. Well, that's been my plan all along. Is if I finally get a bachelor's degree, I can afford shoes.
You can afford shoes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dan is not wearing shoes at the moment, but I do see some flip-flops, so it's a matter of choice when you play, I guess, or at least when you play on carpet.
Sure, yeah. If we were playing on rocks, I'd probably be wearing
wearing the flip-flops.
Yeah.
Dustin, what do you do when you're not here?
Well, I play in a few other groups, just like the other guys in this arrangement, and I work over at Weiskamp Screen Printing. It's on the corner of Neal and Prospect. For all you radio listeners out there.
You're trying to sneak in a public service announcement there?
Promo for Weiskamp Screen Printing. so I do screen printing. And
Ed'll love you for that.
And
yeah.
The only way they'd let him come on his lunch hours if he put that.
Yeah.
And Chris, I know because you had the evidence on you when you walked in here, you do some painting.
Yes, that's my day job. I don't mind it. We work for some good clients and... there's a lot of nice old homes here that you can bring back to life, and it's a way to make a living so that you can pursue your passion, I suppose.
So would we recognize the name of the company you work with by seeing signs in front of houses that are being painted or something?
Oh, yeah, or company vehicles driving around with the name plastered on the side, or, yeah, we're a pretty big company.
Do you want to endorse that particular company?
I could, but that's not.
Okay. I gather you're not on your lunch hour? Or?
No, I'm actually...
He might not be coming back from his lunch.
Yeah, the company Jeep's parked out back, and
so people can over.
Yeah,
it's WILL. Just drive around, and if you see something that says something about painting, that's
you got it.
The company Chris Stearns paints for. Sam Payne, that leaves you.
When I'm not playing music, I sometimes work at Roland Realty doing apartment maintenance. Recently decided to go back to school, so I'm taking a couple classes at Parkland. I'm recently married. I've got a beautiful wife and 4-year-old stepson.
Congratulations.
Spend a lot of my free time with them. And I just got recently hired at the Conservatory of Central Illinois to give some guitar lessons, guitar, mandolin, music lessons throughout the week. I haven't actually started that yet, though, but I'm excited about that.
So if any of you out in radio land like the sound of the guitar in the Hard Iron String Band, you think, hey, I want to play like Sam Payne, then you know where to go for lessons.
Yeah.
What's your next tune?
We're going to do Lady Be Good, an old jazz standard.
Oh, yeah. I want to see what you guys do with that.
Thank you.
Lady Be Good, tune of George Gershwin here by the Hot Iron String Band, performing for us live on Live and Local on FM 90.9. They're going to be playing at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana tomorrow night, starting at 9:30. They're following the local Brazilian band called Decifinado. They start at 6 o'clock. And they've got their weekly gig at the Clark Bar in downtown Champaign, Tuesdays at 6:30. And, you know, I know you said you aren't really a rehearsing band at the moment, but I wonder, well, then how, it seems like somebody had to decide. It was about two-thirds of the way through there. All of a sudden, music is going on, and then stop, pause, continue. Somebody had to decide that's going to happen.
Sure, and I think part of that arrangement came from an arrangement we came up with the Ramblers.
Oh.
And so we had that.
Yeah,
together.
The stop kind of came about. Chris, I think, suggested that. It was kind of on the spot at one of the Tuesday night gigs. He said, "Do you guys like that stop? If so, maybe we should all do it, not just me."
Rehearse as you go.
Yeah.
So that was kind of after the fact. Well, you know, I did that. I liked it. You didn't do it. Maybe you should. And next time we do it, which maybe was just now.
As Bob Watson used to say at the Rose Bowl gigs, arrangements while you wait.
Yeah. Well, then there was some nice harmony going on between Dustin and Sam.
Was
between the two. Yeah. Dan.
We worked that out at my house one evening over a couple beers or something.
It was a very romantic evening, playing Lady Be Good and drinking fine wine.
Yeah. And
that was before he was married.
I was going to say, where was your new wife at that point?
I wasn't in the band.
In the kitchen.
For the record, at that point.
I was not there.
Well, you know, I wonder, I mean, does that happen a lot, too, where just a few band members or a couple of band members are getting together and say, hey, we're doing this tune, why don't we try this next time, and then you just insert it?
Yeah, it does.
When you happen to get together.
We actually wrote a tune that way, an instrumental tune. It was at Sam's house again. There was no wine involved that time, but it was me and Sam and Dusty and Bob Watson, and we came up with an instrumental that way, just messing around. So we brought it to the rest of the band. We didn't keep it to ourselves. So.
And since you've mentioned Bob Watson a few times now, Bob Watson plays dobro with the other band we've talked about, which is Corn Desert Ramblers, of which three of you are members, Sam and Dan and Dustin.
True. And he also plays an old number 7, Dusty, and maybe you want to plug that one.
All right, for all you radio listeners out there, Chris Strand and I also play every Thursday at the Rose Bowl from 9 to 1 in the morning with a honky-tonk band that Chris wrote a bunch of awesome honky-tonk swing kind of tunes. We also do some standard old country tunes as well. I don't know, Chris, if you want to say anything else about that gig, but it's every Thursday from 9 to 1. It's old number 7. Bob Watson, myself, Chris Strand. And we also have a bass player, Jen. And I always want to call her Jen Hobbs because that's her maiden name, but I cannot remember her.
Breckenhoff,
yeah.
Breckenhoff. Oh, it's funny. The only people who know her last name are people that don't play in that thing.
Yeah.
Hey.
So this is clearly not a requirement to have a band that works together is to know each other's complete name.
No.
Well, Jen was a late addition, as I understand it.
Right? Yeah.
But that band is also playing the Folk and Roots Festival, I believe.
Well, we'll be talking a lot more about the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival as it gets closer. That's happening in November.
November 4th, 5th, is that right?
I don't remember.
Pretty sure.
It's definitely around those, if it's not the 4th and 5th, it's the 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Well, they do have a website. It's up, and the info's there, so you can check that out. But we'll definitely be talking about it closer, too. And the first 2 years were in September, so for those who might be looking for it next month, it won't be happening next month. It will be in early November. Actually, I do know that it is the 4th and 5th of November. I know that for completely independent reason. But it does appear to be a fact. But we're going to be hearing more in just a few minutes from the Hot Iron String Band. But first, let me run down some of the other events you can go out and see and hear live in our listening area this weekend, including Aaron Fesch Irish Music Festival, which opens today. Starts at 5 o'clock and runs through Sunday in Peoria. Lots of visiting bands, wonderful bands, and also several local groups or very nearby who are going to be on that festival. The complete schedule's on their website. Erin Feish, E-R-I-N-F-E-I-S, Peoria.com. At Memphis on Main in downtown Champaign tonight at 8 o'clock. Some blues from Billy Branch and Jimmy Warren. Also blues in Springfield by Black Magic Johnson at the Barbecue Blues Fest in downtown. That's at 7:15 this evening. And then that band will play later at Floyd's Thirst Parlor in Springfield at 9 o'clock. Tonight at the Iron Post in Urbana at 5 o'clock, it's the Boneyard Jazz Quintet and their regular gig there. Mike Finoglio Duo is at Bouvon's in Urbana at 6 o'clock this evening. The Country Gentlemen are at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood. That's at 5:30. Pete Sander plays at Cafe Andiamo in Springfield. That's tonight at 5 o'clock. At the Bement Country Opry at 8 o'clock tonight, it's Cajun music with Wade Benson Landry. And tomorrow, the Heartland Festival Orchestra plays a concert called Romantic Heroes. It's the start of their 2011-2012 season at Five Points, Washington, tomorrow night at 7:30. Ken Smith and Tom Painter are at Bouvon's in Urbana tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. It's the Happy Together Tour. I wish I knew more about that. That's at the Effingham Performance Center tomorrow night at 7:30. In Manhattan, Illinois, the 33rd Illinois Volunteer Regimental Band is at the Baker Corin Round Barn Farm Park tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. The Prairieland Dixie Band is at Connie Link Amphitheater in Normal tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Steve the Heart Blues Band plays at Downtown in the Square in Lincoln Saturday night, 6:30. It's Amanda Shaw and the Cute Guys playing Cajun music at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts in Bloomington tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Reverend Robert is at on the Hill Concert Series at Salem. Sorry, I don't have a location for that. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And finally, Juve Jazz has a mini festival at the Decatur Conference Center Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock in Decatur. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266AF Urbana and W293AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. And once again, the Hot Iron String Band will be at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 9:30 and weekly at Clark Bar in Champaign Tuesdays at 6:30. The Hot Iron String Band are Sam Payne and guitar, Dan Andre and fiddle, Dustin Order on mandolin, and Chris Tran is the bassist. It says here, record label, Hot Iron Records.
I don't know why I wrote that. I think I was just trying to fill in all the requested fields.
That's what we got for having Sam create the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Well, then that means
you get what you pay
you
for.
Will need to be making a record someday, right?
Someday, yeah.
We hopefully also need to found our own record company.
Sure.
Apparently.
Yeah, I'm working on that. Well, I want to mention one other upcoming show that we've got on Thursday, September 1st at the Canopy Club with the Cocoa Butter Kids and our good friend Cody, who is the one-man act Chicago farmer. If you haven't seen him,
he's been on this show. Maybe.
Has he? Okay, yeah, he's wonderful, wonderful songwriter and entertainer. And,
well, let's let you go out on one more tune. What's it going to be?
All right, thanks, Kevin. This is the Bluegrass Breakdown.
Mm-hmm.